Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site.
A seven-part SBS series, The First Australians, probably could not be airing at a more receptive time in Australian history. You know, our Prime Minister has apologised to Indigenous Australia for the wrongs of the past. In many ways, the series sets out to show what those wrongs were. Just what has the series been indeed showing? Mark Hadley has been watching. He can tell us. Hi, Mark.
Hi, mate. How are you going?
I'm doing all right. Do you think this particular series could have aired at any more opportune time?
I'm not sure that it would ever have got the acceptance in any other period of history. I mean, if you think of it, it had just come 5 years earlier, a history, like if I can use this phrase, a black perspective on history, an Aboriginal perspective on Australian history, would just not have received the sympathy maybe from even broadcasters 5 years ago than it's actually getting now, and indeed from audiences. Now, our nation has been moving towards a point where it can actually listen to this stuff and listen sensibly.
Yes. What has moved you so far from what you've seen of the series?
I really don't know where to begin. I've actually seen six episodes of the seven. Oh, gee. Well, here's a small vignette. When the episode dealing with Western Australia and the bulk of the stolen generation, dealing with children being taken away, you know, who are three and four. I have a four-year-old son. My wife and I were sitting watching the series together. There's no way you can just sit there and not imagine that the boy who's sleeping up in, you know, the room, you know, next door is in fact, could be snatched away, how he would actually take that, how he would respond. And then if we didn't see him for 30 years, if at all, I mean, it's just appalling. And that's just one of many, many historical vignettes that actually follow through the series that start to give you a sense of how dark things were and how well our education system has avoided addressing these issues.
Yes. Any myths been busted for you as you've been watching along?
Absolutely. I think I'll be like many Australians who will hear things in the series and just go, you're kidding, I didn't know that at all. And some of those would be like, I remember particularly thinking about Aboriginals as wandering primitives when, say, the English colonists arrived. You just took that as read. That's how it was described to you in school.
That's the paintings we've seen, too.
Exactly, that sort of stuff. And then you find out that there's quite organised nations, they have governance, they have law, they have these sort of things. The suggestion that there were no treaties entered into by the government, I always took that as read. We weren't like New Zealand, who had the Waitangi Treaty between the Maoris and the colonists. No, we just had nothing. But apparently there's several agreements that were entered into and dishonoured, you know, which is worse to hear about. And then even a classic in the episode on Tasmania, I honestly believed that all Tasmanian Aboriginals were dead. It was part of a problem for me when I heard that there were Tasmanian Aboriginals. I was trying to work out, did they come back from the mainland? What, you know, what was that? But in fact, it was part of the process of trying to deal with what a culture had done to Tasmanian Aboriginals by so oppressing and eradicating where they could, then to suggest that they were all gone, dying with Truganini, the last one, sort of solved the problem. And that's a myth that grew up. But no, there are Aboriginal tribes, you know, well and truly alive and surviving. And in fact, one lady says in the series, there will never be a time when there aren't Tasmanian Aboriginals. And you sort of see that with a sense of pride and understand their position there. So yeah, there's a lot of myths that sort of fall over, a lot of positive things about the series.
Yes, yes. How is the overall tone? You've watched six episodes now. The overall tone of the series, how's it been portrayed?
I think the series is just an amazing corrective. So if you like, we're getting another side to the coin, or the other side, the hidden side to the coin. The problem, if there is going to be one, is it is in fact a perspective. Look, history is a very toughly debated thing. People don't see historians as tough people, but they're out there sort of fighting for their perspective and their interpretation of the information that's available. Now, this perspective is particularly Aboriginal, and it's what we need to hear because we've grown
up. It needs to be so.
Yeah, because we've grown up listening very much from an Anglo-Saxon perspective.
Yes.
What I think the struggle with the series is going to be is the fact that it is going to be heard by many people as, this is what happened and everything else is a lie. And in fact, in some parts in the series, they actually, you know, talk about the real history and the lies. Mm-hmm. Now, history is a little more nebulous than that. Mm. You know, they can be mixed in. And in fact, it's not as if there was just two perspectives to choose from. It's going to make us aware of the problem, but it's not going to go a great deal of distance in helping us solve the problem. In a sense, knowledge is great, but what do we do with that knowledge? Now, when I watched the series, I couldn't help but thinking that it was sad in places and incredibly sympathetic in places and rightly so angry in places. Mm. And then sometimes it was even bitter in places.
Right.
Now, where do we go from here? It makes me think of the apology that Kevin Rudd gave on behalf of the Australian people. He was saying, the time has come for the nation to turn a new page. So beyond the actually saying sorry, he was saying, we have actually got to take a step forward.
Mm.
Some of the struggles with this series, for example, is that we have some of the phrases that are being used are more likely to divide us into camps than they are to actually help us turn that new page.
Yeah, like what?
Well, they rightly point out in the series that referring to Aboriginal people as primitives is just a horrible grouping term, a generalisation that's not fair.
Right.
Or in fact, you know, in terms of black Australians or the black tribes, it really sort of denigrates them. Sometimes though, the series uses terms like white Australians or the church or missionaries when it's referring to history. And I wonder,
which are equally big phrases,
really,
aren't they, with
phrases.
A lot of variety within them. Sure.
And often it uses terms like genocide, you know, which is not very helpful. These terms are more likely to divide us than to help us find that way forward together.
Right.
I think Christianity has a really interesting perspective on this. When God looks at things, he actually says something that would probably upset people on both sides of the debate.
Mm-hmm.
He says, a man, or a woman for that matter, is not going to be held responsible for what their father did wrong.
Mm.
And initially, in the light of a series like this, you'd be going, hang on a second, you know. But that said, if a German was born today in Germany, we would not say you're responsible
yes.
for what happened to the Nazis.
Yes.
Likewise, if a person was born in Japan, or for that matter, if somebody arrived in Australia, whether by birth or by boat, so to speak,
mm.
you know, they are not directly responsible for what went on. But then the Bible doesn't let anybody off the hook. Because
exactly.
It turns around and it says, you know, there are two different types of sin. There's those that you commit and those that are caused by omission. If we sit in this Australia that we enjoy today, acknowledging the problems of our past and seeing what has been done to Aboriginal Australians and do nothing, then we are guilty.
Sure. All right, Mark, your final verdict then, if you were to wrap it up in a sentence about the first Australian series on SBS.
I think it is compulsory viewing. But I think that it's one side that has to be added to another side, and then we all have to talk and work out where we're going from here.
Mm. All right, Mark, thank you. Our resident TV critic, Mark Hadley there from Anglican Media.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit theopenhouse.net.au.